Jesse, Jalous, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful. You're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalous, and you're listening.
Let me explain to you the scenario of today.
Because if you've ever been in a panic room, we're recording live from
a panic room. And let me explain.
Claire is in a panic.
Like, I'm literally in a panic. First of all, I'm claustrophobic.
Right.
I woke up this morning dizzy and almost fainted in the shower.
Yep.
And then now I'm sitting in a closed room. I want to cry right now.
I know.
Like, that's how much I'm panicking.
That's why I think you should switch with me, and I've said it.
It's okay when the guys come in. So that's the other exciting
news. So what's
news.
Funny is we're going to go on a double blind date, and literally these
in
guys,
the panic room.
I don't know if they'll continue. I wouldn't go into a panic box with two people.
I would never.
I would never do this. Like, they're going to think that we're killers.
Thankfully, we're in a public place, but honestly.
We've got two ring lights keeping us afloat.
Yeah.
Like, you guys, we'll take a picture.
Let me explain. We have to, because this
point,
is a...
They say, though, you want your heart rate to go up with
really?
People on a date. And let me say something.
Because I'm falling in love today. The amount of stress. I'm going to take a video right now.
Take a video because...
Okay. It's... So, look, Jesse, say hello.
Hi.
Okay. There's our ring light in the corner. I'm going to post this. Look, you can't even see. It's so dark.
It's so dark.
And then, look, there's... There's our door.
There's our door that we have open because
and
we don't
again,
want to feel
the darkness. Trapped. Okay. Yeah. So
so that's how we're starting.
So this is how we're starting. We're in a panic room and I have my heartbeat is in my throat.
Your heartbeat's in
I
your throat.
I couldn't be more excited.
I think you might fall in love today. And you know what? I think
I'll always associate my death with one of
these men. Well, and so will I. It will be funny now.
It's going to be funny.
Now it really will be funny. And that's all you can ask for.
So,
you know what I mean? Yep.
Well,
that's
it.
Here we
so,
are.
We're excited.
We are
we
excited.
We got distracted by the
this
current
will be fun.
State. We're having a live
blind
double date.
Double toil and trouble.
Mike and David went so well.
So well.
We said, let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
But also... I don't know either one of them.
Yes, right.
You don't either.
No, we don't. So actually, it's definitely double blind.
Yeah.
But they have each other and we have each other.
Exactly. So the history of it is that friend of the show, Mallory.
Yes, who we love.
Dear friend.
Obsessed.
I had reached out to her to help me find a blind date for you.
Yeah.
And so she... After her searching her archives, she said, oh, wait, my dear friend.
I love a dear friend.
Dear friend just moved here.
New to the city.
New to the city from SF.
Oh,
San Francisco, I think.
We
I think.
Love
we'll double
SF.
Check. And so she was like, I think it'd be a great match. I was like, awesome. So then I reached out and then I said, you know what? A lot of times it's more fun to have a friend who would do it. So I haven't said anything about my height. I haven't said anything.
So height hasn't been...
Discussed
at all. So that could be thrilling.
No one knows anything. Also, age, I don't know. No one knows.
Okay, no
so
one knows.
So this is a full-on gamble.
This is a panic room setup. We could all panic.
We could all panic, and that's what we're doing right
and
now.
And that is
Thank
what we're
you.
Doing right now, and
well,
I think...
We're waiting for
we're
them
waiting.
To arrive.
Yeah.
So let's just recap on what a freaking amazing
show we had.
It
was
Tuesday.
So great.
Thank you all for coming. And those who couldn't come but send us well wishes, thank you.
Yes, for your support and your love. Claire talked with Meredith Golden again, who we love.
Fan favorite.
Yes, of course. About, Claire's...
Hosting
ability and ability to turn that off when it comes to dating. Being selfish is what she said.
I need to be more selfish.
Right.
Well, that's the thing is that we talked on the phone earlier in the day.
Yeah.
Just to like, okay, what are we talking about? Because we wanted it to be casual, but also a bit informed, right?
Yeah, know where we're going.
So while we were having the conversation, I was like, I think that hosting is such a problem for me, right? Like just giving in and making sure that they feel comfortable. And she was like, you know, that something she did not say on stage, but she told me on the phone was, you know what that is? It's a poor sense of self.
Ooh.
And I said,
Meredith?
Meredith, excuse me. And then, so that a sat with me weird. I was like, okay, that self. Might be interesting to get into on stage. But then she didn't bring it up. And then we were talking about other things. So,
how interesting.
I know. And
like a lack of confidence, you think?
Yeah. So I take umbrage.
Well, as you should.
Because I don't think it's a poor sense of self. I think it's just picking battles. You know what I mean? Like, I think for me, so often, I think for me.
Interested.
I understand. There's a lot of times, but I've gotten so much better with uh-huh. it. But sometimes it's just, if I know something is more important to you than it is to me, then just let's make sure you're okay with it. You know what I mean? Like, I just kind of give in.
Well, I know what you're saying, but I think that's sort of the problem with
me
being a woman. But yeah. also, it's that thing of, it's just easier to put someone else's needs before mine. Because I'm afraid to ask for what I want or to get what I want.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've got a lot of room to grow. And so the problem is it's very tricky because I'm such a different person in dating.
Of course.
As we all are.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because I feel like, example, I was at a rehearsal the other day for my sketch team. Low stakes. I understand.
Okay.
But I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not, I don't like it. I'm yeah. going to be physically, I'm in trouble. Like, I'm going to fall. I'm not standing on this. I happily speak yeah. up.
Right. And how funny is that?
So,
and then
again,
the opposite.
I think
I'm the opposite in every way. And I'm working on. It's hard.
So it was good to gab with Meredith. She gave me the task of going on a couple dates.
That's right.
One, just be my normal hosty self. And then the other, try to mimic someone with very strict boundaries and selfishness. And I said, you mean Jesse? No, I'm just kidding.
I need work.
The boundaries.
I'm trying with boundaries. I'm not great at it.
I know.
I want to be amazing at it. That's what
don't
I
we
want.
All?
That's what I want. I want to be the woman that you think of that has really strong boundaries.
I know.
But right now, they come up and go as they please. They come and go.
It depends on the day.
It does. And isn't that the worst?
That is the worst. So the show. Now, please know, we scheduled this double blind date prior to the live blind date Jesse had on our show on Tuesday.
It's been mayhem for me.
Harry.
<Just kidding. laughs>
Everyone.
Fan fave. Harry won the hearts of America that night.
Yes, he sure did.
And I mean, it was very exciting. I'll tell you that he was very communicative that night with texting.
Good.
And then he said he would reach out on Friday to let me know about next week.
Uh-huh.
And it's Saturday.
Haven't
heard.
Okay.
So,
well,
you know.
I often give promises and then don't follow through.
That's
so
true.
So we all have room.
And so, you know, we shall see is what mm-hmm. I'll say with mm-hmm. him. We shall see. But what's fun about me is I take risks. I'll sit in a panic room.
Yes, you
and
will.
And I will.
We'll sit in a panic room
you
together.
You know what I'm saying?
I have to say my favorite thing. So a lot of people were like, Claire, you know, first of all, they didn't believe it was real. They thought it was put on. I was like, no, it's 100% real. They did not meet until that night. My favorite thing that he did.
Okay.
Was that we complained about guys showing up in hoodies.
Schlubby for a date.
Like, come on.
Right. And I just say, like, put on a button up. That's all
I say. It's not that hard.
Just button a button.
And then sure as shit, he had showed up in a hoodie, but had a button down in his bag.
Right.
And put it on.
So he put it on. People were really impressed by that, which I was as well. But once again, where's that follow through?
He just can listen and
he's a listener.
Respond.
Very good listener.
We're not upset by that. So anyhow. So
and I've had a blind date on a show go well before.
A couple, I want to say.
One.
And then the other one that was on the podcast was pretty good. Ended up not having chemistry later.
But
so I feel like I'm... I feel like I'm my odds are pretty good.
Well, here's the thing.
I can't be responsible for them after you meet.
No, of course not. But here's the thing. You know that I'm open to so many.
Yes.
I'm always like, of course, whatever you can get for me. And my good friend Claire is not as as kind. And normally you'll be like, actually make it him or him, or the height is difficult. So I have more to jump through.
It's true.
In my defense.
It is true.
But I think I'm about to go rogue.
Wow.
And that means like actually people that I think would be good and not even listening or thinking about what you'll think until you meet them.
Okay.
And that's, you know.
Okay.
Thank you.
I can't wait.
I can't wait for
Stay
that.
Stay tuned.
This is always exciting when we're waiting for them to come.
I know. And I just got a text that said they got off the subway at 30.
So
like,
they're good friends.
By.
I wonder how these guys are friends.
I don't know. I don't even know the second guy's name.
I love that for us.
So John is friend of friend.
Oh, friend of
Mallory.
Oh, right. Okay.
So friend of friend.
Okay. Right. And then friend of friend.
I know nothing.
You know not a thing.
Not a thing.
But you look stunning.
Bless. I am panicking.
But you want to sit there, so I'll just leave it like that.
I'm okay because I have the reflection.
All right,
there.
The reflection feels good.
Thank you.
The ring light.
I do.
The thing is, I wonder if this will. Do you have the questions?
Yes.
Okay. I wonder if this will make it like more. I wonder if this will bring us all together. What if we become the Fab Four? Like we just become
the Fab
thick
Four.
As thieves, and
that's it.
Really. Just thick as thieves, and that's that.
Well, we tried to be thick as thieves with Mike and David.
Yeah, we did. And
I also, quick side note, and I'm not going to throw him under the bus, but I will just say.
Oh, boy.
You know, and we talked about it with Matt last week.
Love
Head of Hello Customer Hello. Experience at Hinge. Please listen if you haven't already. It's fascinating.
Please.
As I mentioned, if I go on a date with someone and the sparks aren't there, but he's a delight. I'm a delight.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, I'll think about my gal pals.
Oh, yeah. Claire tried to set Mike's.
Tried to set up Mike with a good friend of mine,
Another friend of the show. And you know what? Sometimes opportunity comes and you get afraid.
Yeah.
And do I want to say that Mike got afraid? I don't know.
I
think he did, though. So,
You know. Granted, he was also a little hesitant because she doesn't live here.
Oh, that does suck. I will say that. Like, can't you imagine then, of course, the date goes well and you're like, well, goodbye for now.
I know, but I feel like.
It's still fun.
If someone's vouching and saying, hey, I feel like you all should meet, who knows what the future holds? You know?
I do know.
Like, she could be, we even had conversations this week of, like, who knows where she could move and live and whatever. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're good at that.
So that's also to say that if you all know someone that lives out of town but happens to be in New York,
let us know. That's right. And these two gentlemen, we could set up and find their wives.
Yes, it's
it
true.
Could be not us or good, but.
We're always vetting, whether it be for us or for each other.
Yeah.
That
what
is true.
What do you want people to know about you when you first meet them?
Wow, that's a good question.
I know.
In dating or in general?
Yeah, dating.
I don't know if I have an answer.
Sorry, I pulled my own. You don't have an answer?
What do I want,
what do you
someone,
want someone
to
know
about me?
Yeah, when you first meet them.
I think I'm initially trying to think of like, what do people not know that I wish they would know? But that's not necessary.
Yeah. Like,
I think kindness and humor.
Humor. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Is that your favorite thing, like, to do with a signif? Is to laugh?
To make them laugh.
Yeah.
That's an audience member and I love it. I think, make each other laugh for sure.
Yeah.
That for sure. I feel like that's a tentpole in whatever relationship
going
to be in.
I forgot how important laughter is.
Yeah. Just finding each other funny and silly and having a good time. Not taking each other too seriously.
Right.
On a day-to-day, obviously, will in certain moments. What about you?
Yeah. I mean,
hello?
hello. At this point, I feel like I really just want them to be I guess right now I'm fighting with myself about my when I close off or my mm-hmm. body makes a choice before my brain can mm-hmm. sort of know about it. And I guess it would be helpful if someone was aware of that or checked in or
yeah.
something. Oh,
we just got an alert that the guests are here. Guests are here. I think we could go ahead and have them come in.
Are they out there? Oh,
I don't know. I think she's just letting us know that they're here.
Should I go get them or?
Well, yes. No, we want them to come in all here right. so we can
well, did
hear
she get
it
the cue that we...
We'll say it she's... into the ether at this moment because, again, we're in a room with no windows, so we can't
I
see
I can't
anyone.
Wait for them to come in and be like, this is
I know. Hopefully
nightmare.
She's prepped them. We'll say. But, yeah, we're ready
Hopefully
for John
and John's
patient
friend.
X, I don't know, to arrive.
We I'm a little stressed, but...
keep talking until they arrive.
I wish, like, wouldn't it be fun if there was a pace...
A pacemaker.
A heart
monitor.
Yeah, because I feel like my number, it'd be fun to keep track of our numbers, you know?
Honestly, that is a good idea. We should do that. We should set that up so that when we go on dates in general,
how
we
fun
should,
would that be? Because I'd love to know when my heart starts spiking. That would help me. Okay, if anyone knows of a heart monitor
that you recommend, there's lots of heart monitors
that hides
out there.
Under clothes and it's just to track your heartbeat, like when it goes faster. And maybe it could go to a watch.
Maybe.
And
maybe we need
keep
an
track
Apple
of the
watch.
Conversation.
Or a Fitbit. Right? Isn't that what a Fitbit does?
I thought a Fitbit tracks your step. Oh, in your heart.
In your heart. Look, it came to you.
Damn, I need a Fitbit. Do I have the money? Who knows? See, my heart's like, just really racing right now.
I'm nervous. I'm going to stand up and then pass out.
Don't stand up. Actually, just can you? And don't
I'm still
say,
dizzy.
Stop. You're freaking me out.
I can't help it. I'm just telling you, I'm a little dizzy. I don't know if it's my period or we did drink some last night. Don't talk about periods.
Can you imagine they walk in the panic room?
Periods.
And they're like, this is going to be bad. Like, and then we just have them in this. Oh,
I think they're okay. I love that. And then can you just bring them in? Great. I love it. Listen, we're allowed.
They're probably.
And yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
so
I love.
They're prepping, as in drinking water.
Which
we're here and we're just talking about periods.
No, stop.
I'm going to put my phone up because now we know that
I don't have my phone. Remember, those are for them.
Oh, yeah.
Long story short, I went to pick up coffee, which didn't end up going great. But then the guy was like, you know, I said, I'll take the drink. It doesn't matter. He screwed it up.
He messed it
and
up.
Then he said, pick out donuts. And I said, you know what? You don't have to tell me twice.
Don't tell me twice.
Those two. And so is it a proclamation of love?
But they're heart donuts, right?
Yeah, they're very romantic. They're Valentine's Day rejects. But you know what?
I don't care. I love day
we.
After. Oh, hello. Okay. Welcome to our panic
how
room.
Are you? Hey, yes. I'm John.
Hi, John.
Hi, Claire.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to
Hi.
Meet you.
I'm Sean.
Sean, Claire. I realized I was like, I don't even know
I
your
know.
Name.
I didn't either. Yeah, I got here
nice
and I was like,
nice to meet you.
Sean, I love it. That makes it easy. Please sit in our panic room.
Welcome to our panic room.
Jesse and Claire.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to get name tags.
Sean and Sean.
And John.
That's easy.
Sean, is it S-E-A-N?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
Just want to confirm.
I love that.
You know that.
Yeah.
Is it C-L-A-I-R-E?
Bravo. Bravo. Yes, that's correct. Thank you so much.
Everyone's showing off with spell.
J-E-S-S-I-E.
Look at that.
Stop.
He knows how to spell.
Okay. Wow, 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 wow.
I didn't know that we were supposed to try spelling.
That's okay. That's okay. You don't have to. So I hope, were you all prepped that this is a panic room?
No. Not told about the panic room.
Okay. So that's on.
We actually think this is the guesstimation, which you can put your headphones on, but you don't have to.
You don't have to. Your comfort levels.
I'm halfway because I'm not sure.
Okay.
But, and so this could either bring us closer faster because we're in a really stressful situation or could break us apart really quickly. So who's to say? But the door is open and we have the lights like that, so it doesn't feel as...
We had the fluorescents and they were very scary above us, so we turned those off.
Let's throw them back on.
No. You don't want to see
it. No one needs a top light. Not this at this time of... Yes.
Oh,
feel free.
Sit to it.
It is, if you feel more comfortable holding it so you don't have to be leaning, you can do that, whatever. And then if the headphones are too loud or... Listen.
Can I go headphoneless?
Wow. I'm Sean is saying no headphones for me.
Bold.
Bold, right? I love it. Listen, if it's distracting, that's okay. But now you still have to talk into the mic.
I will continue
Thank
to talk
so much,
into the mic.
Takes direction.
Noted.
We have presents for you.
We do.
Sick.
Wow.
Yeah, they're donuts.
A heart donut for
they're
each of
romantic
you.
Romantic heart donuts.
Very fitting.
So
nothing like you.
A crinkly paper.
Paper.
You don't have to eat it now, but
you don't have
just
to.
So we don't forget.
And if you're doing like a Whole 30 or something, we won't take offense.
So it's funny you say that.
I knew it.
No.
I knew it.
No,
I sensed it.
It's not Whole 30.
So I get both of these.
Yes, exactly.
It's just like a 30-day thing. I got this like weird.
I think Whole 30.
Great date talk. I got like this weird bald spot on the back of my head.
Oh no, John.
And so I'm trying to diet to fix it.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
But I'm still drinking.
Wow.
Good. Like to hear that. Like to hear that.
Don't give it all up. Don't. Don't do that.
Just like no sugar or something?
Basically, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Love but, a restriction.
Yeah.
Jesse's very good at no sugar
and then
back on sugar and then no sugar.
I bounce around. I'm a yo-yo.
As we do.
As
we
do.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to wake up.
Did you guys watch Curb Your Enthusiasm last week?
I didn't watch the most recent.
Mm-mm. She said
talking about
yo-yo was like the theme of the episode. Yo-yo. So it's weird that you said that.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm very topical.
Very topical.
Very topical.
Finger
she
on
took
the pulse.
It from me. Really.
I know.
Thank you.
I do need to watch the latest.
This is a good one.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
all
having
for
us.
Being game for this.
No problem.
Why not?
I love it. And right? Why not? Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so
yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, it's a good energy.
It's a good energy. I was
panicking. We're giving off good energy or you guys have good energy?
We have good energy.
Just mostly on this side of the room.
We're just talking about ourselves a lot. So just,
It'll
seem like it's for you, but it's
for really
us.
About us.
Yeah.
No, this is, it's exciting. It's so much more fun sometimes just to like hang out with friends and go on a date, right? Yes.
And microphones.
That's my favorite thing. I feel more at home.
I feel cute with headphones, so that's lucky for me.
You're so petite with the headphones.
That's right.
I love it. So we thought that we would start out, since we don't know each other, we would start out with introductions, but instead of introducing ourselves, we'll introduce our friend.
Okay.
How about that? So we'll start. So, you know, give you a minute.
Give us a template.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect. Would you like to start or shall I?
Up to you.
I'll start.
Okay.
So this is Jesse.
Hello.
Jessie.
Yes.
Jesse is 5.
Oh,
I'm gonna give height. 5'6".
Six. I'd like to say
with the heart of a 6-footer.
It's
she
true.
Thinks she's tall.
I do.
And but she's 5'6". So Jesse does. She's a hilarious writer, director, also a great editor, but
thank you.
A writer, director, comedian, actress, all of the above. And then what do we say? We'd say one nice thing about.
Let's keep it nice. I think we definitely said keep it nice. I forget what. Just something nice.
Just something nice.
Yeah.
So Jesse is such a warm, compassionate friend. There we go.
Right.
And you all don't have to be so feely. It's okay. But go ahead.
We probably
won't. Oh, yeah.
I know exactly. I'm like, I get it.
Okay, got it. Okay, and do we want stats?
I like the stats.
Thank you so much. Yes.
This is Claire, my good friend. She is 6'1".
I am 6'1". Thank you.
With the heart of a 6'2". Statuesque and yet soft, kind.
Wow.
A tree of knowledge, if you
thank
will.
Thank you.
These are great
descriptions. Can you describe me?
I know.
From what I know, sensitive ears, and I love that. Let's see. And something great about my good friend Claire is she's funny.
What do I do?
Oh, what do you do? What don't you do? You know, she's a host. She's a writer, actress. She's a prop. No, art director, I'll say. An art director extraordinaire.
Thank
so
you,
she
sorry.
Does like prop, set design.
The whole thing. You know, just like
very artistically gifted. She's made me lots of cool things, and like when something rips, she can fix it. Everyone should have a friend like
that's
that.
Very useful.
Physically or like metaphorically speaking?
Yeah, what's our song? Let's sing it. Everything is fixable. Everything is fixable. And so we
that's
sing
incredible.
That when we were. Yeah. When I was moving,
she
would help me fix things.
Right, it wouldn't quite work, and I was like, don't worry, we'll fix it. We'll figure it out, we'll fix it.
Because I panic.
Yes, and I say, listen, nothing a little duct tape and
glue
super glue.
Yeah.
Very
that's
accurate.
What I said. So anywho, yes, thank you.
Nice.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So that's us.
Who would
like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
This is Sean Franks. S-E-A-N.
Wonderful. Thank
Sean. he is from Houston, Texas. I don't know how tall he is. I'm height blind.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, height blind. I like that.
I don't guess heights. Okay. No. It's mean to short people.
Yeah. It is tricky.
And I grew up, I had a late growth spurt. So I grew up short. So I don't like to, you know, discriminate based on height.
Listen, I get it.
He's not this nice.
Sean went to Texas, Austin.
Hook
'em Horns. What else are we supposed to do?
Where did you
Something
guys
nice?
Yeah.
Oh, we met through a friend, a mutual friend, and met in New York some time ago.
About a year?
Probably a year ago.
Okay.
Something nice about Sean is he's from Houston, but he's not an Astros fan, which is topical nowadays.
Ooh. Look at that.
Love that.
Thank you. Wow.
And I love that this is now going to be documented because I have a lot of friends that call me a fake Yankees fan.
Wow.
I was born on the East Coast.
Okay.
Remained a Yankees fan. And I just like that distinction is now...
Let the record show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is nothing but to document that.
Perfect. This has been great. I'll see you guys later. Enjoy the rest of the time.
Indeed. I love it. Wonderful.
All right. I do not know nearly as much about you as you seem to know about me. I don't know when I told you I was from Houston, but this is John Wayne, right? I'm gonna guess that he is 5'10".
11.
Okay.
11. Nice. Don't leave out that inch, please.
It is an important inch.
I'm 5'11 and 3/8.
Wow.
Which I would round up to 6 if I passed the half mark.
Right.
But
you're below the half.
Respectable.
Thank you for being honest.
That's a big leap, too. When you say you're 5'11", when you're 5'11 and you say you're 6, that's it's a big jump.
Thank you for saying that. Could you spread the word?
It is also on the record.
Yes, it's also on the record. Thank you.
Fandom.
Yes.
So we did meet about a year ago. This is going to sound like it's going to be something mean, but I'm going to make it something nice.
Okay.
Watch this.
I love a preface.
So I think when we first met, I wasn't a huge fan.
I love this because
John's disposition is very like I have never seen anything bother him. Like I've seen him go to a tailgate in a tank top in 30 degree weather, and he was grinning the whole time until he got a sweatshirt.
It's a choice.
It was a choice.
Yeah,
he made the choice. We knew. But, so you just, like, nothing seems to bother him. He's a very optimistic person, from what I can tell. So when you first meet somebody like that in New York, you're like,
I don't trust you.
That's not real. But over the course of a year, you're just a very laid back, easy.
You start crying?
Yeah.
Can we have a moment?
I love it. Exactly.
Can you guys leave for a minute?
No. The panic room. I love that. That's a nice compliment.
Yeah.
For the,
there's like a lot of detail we could get into behind that.
Right.
If we want to now or we want to table that.
I mean, it's honestly up to you. This is a shared experience for us all. And if you feel like you need to explain or justify, please feel free to do so.
Yeah, for sure. So I moved to New York in April. Early April.
Welcome.
Fresh.
Therefore, the like, no one in New York is like that.
Right. That's true.
I lived in San Francisco for 6 years.
Okay.
And no one before April would have ever described me as optimistic or easygoing.
Really?
No. Never.
That's
New York state of mind.
Yeah. So
it's
weird that like someone would describe me as optimistic.
Right.
I am optimistic, but I'm very cynical. So, yeah. So I think New York kind of got some positivity out of me.
Wow.
Which is
still the
lasting,
opposite.
But I'm waiting for it to turn anytime.
Right. I think I get that. I think New York puts everything in perspective a little bit because it's so damn hard.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard.
Yeah, you're all in it together kind of.
Yeah.
Like, so it's also just like fun. Like there's so much to do that like come in from San Francisco, which is a great city, don't get me wrong, but there's just so much more to do. I came here in the spring, so it was like super nice weather.
A lovely time.
So, still going well. This week has been rough with the weather. But
it's darn cold this week.
I love the cold.
This is when Jesse thrives.
I thrive.
I also love
thrive.
The cold, actually.
I need tips.
Get on. It's you can really accessorize, you know, layers upon layers.
Yeah. Maybe not a tank top.
That is a hot tip. That's a hot tip.
Good point.
Just a hot tip.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay, great.
You do. So I have printed out and cut a whole bunch of random, like, get to know you questions. And I did this a while ago, so I have no memory of what's in here. So we'll just, like, take turns picking them. Ooh. And then we can all answer. Or how did we? Do we want to all answer? Do we want to? I feel like that's fun.
That's fun.
Okay. Yeah. Gentlemen, since you're our guests.
Yes.
Would one of you like to
go, Sean?
I'll go.
I love it.
How tall are you, by the way?
5'11"? What did you guess?
I didn't guess.
Oh,
but I'm 5'11". Actually curious.
5'11". Okay.
This is also topical for the curb episode.
Oh, I can't wait.
Wait, guessing on that.
Yes.
What? Weight guessing?
No. That's it. Oh, another curb.
Okay.
I was still like, in this conversation.
I'm positive.
It's like the room is closing in.
Let's not. All right.
I got really uncomfortable real quick.
I'm reading this and answering it, or everybody's answering it?
We'll answer after you.
Rules?
How about that?
Great.
Right.
I like
sure.
That.
Yeah, everything is flexible. Everything is fixable.
Okay. What is your favorite place on earth?
Physically or spiritually?
Honestly,
what
a great question.
Look at you, John. You take that question where you want.
Exactly.
And back again.
I think I actually had one of my favorite vacation experiences in Germany when I went to Oktoberfest a few years ago.
Oh.
It was, just the vibe of that event is just so wholesome. Aside from getting...
I was about to say, I feel like wholesome is not the word I would ever
say. Like family wholesome, more human spirit wholesome.
Okay.
You know, like everybody's
just, like, pure...
there. Yeah, you're just there to drink and stand on tables and yell about stuff and sing songs.
Wow.
And like sometimes there are fights, but generally everybody's pretty cool. And I just loved it. I want to go back. They do an event here that I make like 30 of my friends go to every year.
I love it.
30 of your closest friends.
I wasn't
invited. It's 20. For the 20. It's 20. I still didn't like him yet.
You
he was
too
still too nice.
About it.
And I was like, I could bring John, but like, I don't know. He's just too damn nice. I would say Germany, October.
Yes, please.
Would it be your favorite place on earth not during Oktoberfest? Because Oktoberfest is more of a state of mind than a place.
Ooh, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
We can table it if you want some time.
Probably not. I mean, I would say, like, aside from the event of Oktoberfest, somewhere like campy, like a mountains and like Banff or something like that, which I've never been to, but I assume if I went there,
it's beautiful. I have been there. It's very beautiful.
It's my favorite place.
There we go. It's your favorite place. Indeed.
No more follow up questions.
No more. The floor is closed.
I plead the fifth.
Shall I go now? I'll go. We'll go around this way. How about that? I would have to say the first thing that came to my mind was Beersheba Springs. And let me explain. So I'm from Tennessee. That's how Mallory and I know each other.
Gotcha.
That's our mutual friend.
Shout out, Mallory.
Shout out, Mallory. So my aunt, her family has this like home. It sounds very bougie, but it's a little bougie.
Well, yeah.
So it's a tiny town that is like an hour and a half outside of Nashville, truly in the middle of nowhere. And it dates back, like they have this house that dates back from 1842. And it's one of those just beautiful wraparound porches, like the kitchen and the living room are separate from the sleeping quarters, and like because it's ancient, you know, but it's on like this cliff, and so you just sit on the corner. They have these rocking chairs, and just sitting there, like growing up, we'd go there a few times a year. Still, I try to go back and visit on the occasion, but it's just like you sit with the family, and there was never a TV growing up. They have one now, but I refused to let them turn it on when I'm there. I'm like, we're not here for that. Nope. And obviously your friends don't work in the middle of nowhere. So it's like you just sit and talk and enjoy each other's company with like the view and the nice breeze and on the rocking chair. It's just so peaceful and wonderful.
What's it
called?
Yeah,
that's
Beersheba?
Beersheba. It's called Beersheba. Oh. But it's Beersheba Springs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's spelled Beersheba.
Sheba.
Okay.
B-E-E-R-S-H-E-B-A.
We're so concerned about
a lot of spelling for that.
I won a spelling bee in second grade.
Wow. Oh, and it shows. And good
There's
for you.
The bragging.
Good for you.
Indeed.
So, haven't let it go.
No, don't. Never let it go.
No.
Indeed. Jesse?
Well, I think I'd have to say Sorrento in Italy. I like that it's slower paced and also by the water. I like a hammock. I'm a hammock gal through and through.
I like
to feel weightless, but still held.
Does anyone dislike a hammock? I wonder.
May I?
Yes. Please?
I enjoy a hammock.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it more as a youth because now, as a tall person, I find all of my blood pools in my ass after a certain amount of time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be a sturdy, wide hammock to really enjoy. Otherwise, it's like you become a V. You know,
the hammock technology has really expanded, so you should. Really
I need to. I need to revisit.
Eno hammocks. This is an ad for Eno hammocks.
Okay. Okay. Good.
I'm down the hammock district.
Yeah, Eno hammocks. They're really great. They're like a I don't know.
Mesh.
No. I don't even know, like polyester. I don't know what polyester is, but
sure,
maybe
sure,
it's that.
Sure. It's
but
everything.
Anyway, look them up. They're great. Maybe
Eno,
it'll solve your...
spelled
E-N-O, Eno.
Thank you. Okay,
Royal
getting...
please.
Yes. Jesse, please continue.
I think that was about it. I mean...
You really derailed it.
I really did. Wait, is there a hammock in this location where you went?
I mean, what I'm thinking, like when I went there?
Yeah.
Was there a hammock? I think there was. I stayed on a campsite, but I really liked it. I think.
Where in Italy is Sorrento?
It's by Naples. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That doesn't help me.
Okay. I think south.
It's in the boot.
The boot.
It's in the shaft
the
of the boot.
Boot. Right. Yeah. The boot. And.
The shaft
on the
boot.
Toe or the heel?
No, the north of that.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't know.
I can't be so sure myself. but they have. I just loved the people. I loved the people when I was there. So there was a woman that had a card shop that became my friend, and I loved her.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about favorite food in, say, Sorrento?
Pesto is really big there. Mm. So they had lovely pesto gnocchi I started having for the first time when I was there.
Delicious.
So, yeah, I know.
And now you love Trader Joe's cauliflower gnocchi.
Call me an addict, but it's very good. It's very good.
That might be my 30-day diet approved.
Yeah. I think it is.
Let's talk.
Oh, I'm sure it is. It's good. 100%. It's really good. Really good.
Yeah, look at that. Lots of ads going on here today.
Jeez.
This is huge.
I love it. Well, we'll all have to go there.
Yeah.
John.
Favorite place on earth. I'm going to say a place called Vis, Croatia. So it's a tiny island in Croatia, like 2-hour boat ride off of the actual like mainland. My mom's side of the family is from there. Like my great grandma was born there and grew up there. It's just like, it's perfect. It's the same thing, right? It's like super small. You're looking at the water. Hammocks could be included.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They haven't been yet.
Right.
But I plan to go back, maybe with a hammock. Eno.
Eno hammock.
E-N-O. Eno.
But yeah, it's not like a party town or anything. It's super quiet and you just eat cheese, drink wine, and go swimming. Like it's just the best.
Are you an island guy?
I was actually born and grew up on an island.
Oh, cool.
Called Alameda in California.
Yeah.
Shout out Alameda. I don't know. I wouldn't call myself an island person.
I feel like there's two type of men, and this is
you mean
a
like
big
beach or mountains.
Like
or?
I feel like there are guys that are like I want an island, like I want to live on an island, and then people who are like that's I wouldn't want that.
No, I don't think I would want to live on an
there
island.
There you go.
You're a mainland man.
Yeah, exactly. I like access to an island. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but. It'd be a hard life. Like, you got to take a boat everywhere to get anything.
Yeah. Well, you have a lot of money if you're buying an island.
Correct.
For me, at least. Correct. If I'm buying an island, I luckily have my own boat man. So I'm very fortunate.
My team to run those errands back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, sure, I'm an island guy. Why
sure,
not?
Sure, sure. Okay. Yeah. With the caveat of lots of money. Yeah.
Right.
That's okay.
Yeah, that is okay.
That's usually a caveat for everything.
Everything. Absolutely. Now, John, would you like to select the next question?
Coffee looks really good.
Oh,
yes.
Would you
so
like
sorry.
Some? No. We can all pass it.
No.
It's been okay, 20
sorry,
minutes.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I was going to bring a bottle of booze, but I thought that was inappropriate. Anyway.
I like the self-edit.
Whoa. Yeah. Who was your first crush?
Oh.
This is hard.
This is hard.
Like how?
Oh, a real crush or like a... Who's to say? Celebrity crush.
Never. Oh, I was thinking real crush initially.
I was thinking real crush when I read it.
What were you thinking when you wrote it?
Well, I copied it from the internet and printed it. But I thank you. But no, I think real crush. Because okay. I think that
real
that.
Crush, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can add a like, and so-and-so is my celebrity if you'd like.
Okay. Yeah. So I think there's definitely like kindergarten crushes yeah. and like first grade crushes. But I don't really remember them all that well.
Yeah.
I would say my first real crush was like when you're thinking of like, oh, maybe this is my girlfriend.
Right.
Probably fifth grade, uh-huh. sixth grade. This girl, her name was Princess.
Stop it.
That's
no joke.
A lot.
Listen, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. A lot to take in.
That's a lot of pressure to live your
wow.
life the best.
You're yes. like a prince, though, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, she was perfect. Yeah, wow. She's the one that got away.
Wow. sorry to hear that.
That's okay. I got over it eventually.
Yeah.
Last okay. year.
Do you find her on Facebook?
No, I'm off the social medias.
Ah.
Got to be yeah. an easy name to find,
wow.
though.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Isn't now isn't spelled.
Exactly.
As yes. the standard spelling of princess.
Are we all confident that we all know how to spell yeah. princess?
I think so.
Do we?
Like we got this
or do we need to do our spelling flex?
I know. I don't hate it. Well, shout yeah. out to princess.
Yeah. I'll think of a celebrity, like first celebrity crush I'll think about.
Okay.
But don't have one off the top of my head.
I love it.
That's okay.
Let's go clockwise. Jesse.
Here I come.
Look at that.
My real first crush was... A guy named Bucky was his name.
Bucky.
Wow, great
I think
names.
We talked about.
I know because I think
yeah.
I really Bucky really hurt me hard. You know what I Ooh. Mean? I loved him.
Yeah.
And I think I was so creative as a child. Some would say optimistic. Some would say creative. So I told my family he was my boyfriend. I was just like, now I just have
he
to make
just
it
wasn't
happen.
Aware.
He didn't know yet, and he was the fastest.
Very fast.
In PE, he'd yeah. always win, which was impressive to me
star.
As yeah. someone who tried really yeah. hard. And he was fast. He was funny. And
that's
in
like
sixth
a funny
grade,
elementary school.
Yeah, gotta love a funny. He thought I was funny.
Oh, well, that's
and that's important,
big.
Too.
That's big.
And then in sixth grade, my best friend at the time, we both were like, we love Bucky. We're going to tell him. And then he'll choose.
Oh,
and he did choose my friend.
Oh!
They dated for like 4 years.
Dagger.
So at least they were together.
No,
at least
I was
it wasn't
happy
just...
for them.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's something if they choose someone else and then that doesn't work out. It's like, wow. So it's just not even.
My friend then also was like, it's weird that we're friends now. So then I also lost her. I lost a lot in fifth and sixth grade.
Hey,
but I gained
years.
A lot. That's why I'm in a panic room now. You know, the course of my life changed. But Bucky was my... I know. Bucky was my first crush.
Now, have you found him on Facebook?
No.
Okay.
But one of my best friends who's in town this weekend when... Because she lives home. I'm from Virginia. She lives in Virginia still. And we were on one of her dating apps and he came up.
Oh,
no.
Yes. And I think she tried to meet with him, but he seemed flaky still. A little flaky.
Of course.
Flaky.
Yeah.
Was there any indication of, you know, how you can see somebody like 5 or 10 years after the fact or you see them on social media and
yeah.
you can kind of say like, I got better, they got
right,
worse.
Right, right.
Was there any of that indication, you know?
You know.
Or was he super hot?
Right.
Flaky.
Did he own an island?
Right.
He, you know, was athletic. So he just looked like a lacrosse star
yeah. back still. In the day or
no,
still
now even like a really almost too thick a neck
okay
does that
okay.
make sense
yeah lacrosse yeah. bros no,
yeah
can't,
not
do it
not my type anymore
they don't
yeah.
age well
but she was gonna go for it but then
well yeah she had to just
she
for
had
that
to,
story
from,
really.
I know Bucky but it didn't work out
well I'm so sorry
yeah
indeed
but I'll you know see how he's doing maybe
I know you don't know Indeed.
Claire?
Well, my first crush and my crush for many years was Ben Carlin.
Ooh, you gave
Shout
the last
out
name.
Ben Carlin.
Wow, wow, wow.
Because he knows.
Well, he knows.
And yeah.
he's a
knows.
Fan of the pot.
I didn't give
knows.
Princess's last name because like no one would be able to find that.
Right, otherwise. Exactly. Yeah, Ben, I was in love with from like pre-kindergarten. Like, I mean, as soon as emotions could be felt. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And then really through high school, never did we date.
Wow.
Never. Now, I left for high school. Then there's, you know, a whole bunch of whatever. But I always had a soft spot for Ben. Mm-hmm. But he was
Ben's
so,
a good name.
Ben, yeah.
That's a sweet name of Ben.
Very sweet. Like, we both were always... We both played tennis, so we'd play together. We both, he was also an artist, so Ooh. We would almost take turns winning first in like art.
Sweet.
I know.
Do you think it was ever like two ships passing the night, like you liked him at one time, but he didn't like you, he liked you at one time, but you didn't like him, or was it?
I think he didn't understand what to do with, like, I think he was so sweet and innocent that he just like didn't get it. You know what I mean? Like, he was never going to make a first move.
Right.
And I wasn't either.
Right.
At the time.
For sure.
So.
That's problematic.
Right? Problematic. And then I saw him years later. Like, we were good friends. We'd talk on the phone a lot in high school, again, because I was gone.
Wow.
Yeah. And we became really good friends, but still nothing happened. And then years later, I saw him, and it was just like, you know, this could have been something, but it's not like it's not a reconnect now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that was back then. We went on different paths. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I still adore. He's still such a kind person. So,
Ben.
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 Shut up,
Ben. Yeah.
I too will give a last name.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Rebecca James.
Rebecca James.
Two first
great
names.
Name.
No.
It was. It was
can't trust her.
Absolutely not.
Excuse me. You just gave my first and last name, which are also two first names.
That's
I constantly get called Frank over emails at work.
I bet, yeah.
So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, two first names.
Yes.
You know, those attract. It's a
that's
fact.
True.
That's a thing.
It's true.
We were kind of like that. Not couple because we never became a couple.
Right.
This is in probably third or fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And, but we were kind of like that pair that everybody wanted to get together.
Oh.
And we liked each other.
Wow.
Everything was there for the implementation of proceeding
right.
forward. But, my parents were really strict about, I wasn't allowed to have a girlfriend until high school.
Love that.
I don't know that I did. Well, I don't know that I do now either because it made me so weird about it.
That's
because
true.
I was just like, well, I really like you, but sorry, I can't date you. My mom says I can't.
Right.
Yeah. That'll do a number on a
12-year-old.
Yeah. And it like made it very dramatic. And then my mom was a substitute teacher. So I was like, what if I get caught? And everyone's like, no, we won't tell her. I'm like, yeah, you will.
Yeah.
So it was just, it was this weird thing that I was like, you know, and then you kind of build it up to where you're like, but I just love her so much.
Right.
But we can't be together.
Right.
So, yeah.
Classic Romeo and Juliet.
I mean, it really is.
But you're alive.
We are alive. We did not die.
Good.
Good.
Which
better
is
ending.
A huge plus.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's why I'm in Bannock Room. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Now, did you find her on Facebook? I just feel like that's a...
Yeah.
I didn't, know. But maybe like as soon as I walk out of here, I might...
Do a search.
Just see what's going on.
I think it's curious.
Yeah.
Maybe
I saw her
in
college.
In New York.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe
Rebecca,
it's time.
For sure.
Yeah?
She's in New York.
She's in New York. She is here.
Can
Rebecca,
only be one
if you're
Rebecca
out
James
there.
Out there.
That's
I
true.
Know. Very few, if
right,
not.
I'm going to start searching. I did see her in college, I think, for somebody. She came to visit somebody.
Uh-huh.
It was cordial. She was not interested in dating.
Okay.
15 years later, unfortunately. So.
Oh, well, at least you
but
shot
she's a great
your
person.
Shot.
Yeah.
We said you at least checked. It wasn't like, what would have ever happened? Like, you then
Well,
realized.
She was dating somebody.
Oh, okay. So still, the question remains.
You know?
Yeah.
Obstacles.
Can I swear
Obstacles.
On this?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Sorry.
You just wanted to confirm for future. Okay, good. Indeed. Okay. Now, Jesse, would you like to select?
I would. Thank you so much. Here we go. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. What? It said, what is that? But what is it that you, what is it that you appreciate in your relationship? What is it that you appreciate
maybe an A
in a relationship and why?
Interesting.
What is it you appreciate in a relationship?
So maybe and something why? That you want. That's a weird question.
That is a weird question. Do we like it? I can't tell if I like it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I tried to read
Everyone's
it in a fun way so that we would maybe like it better.
What is boring.
Sex.
Boring. This yeah. We know it.
Here we are. In a panic.
I asked if I could be explicit,
yes,
and I'm
exactly.
going to be.
Okay. This will be rated R starting now. What's your biggest pet peeve? That I don't hate. Do
Dang.
I? What'd you say?
I like it.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's good.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
You go first.
I have to go first?
Uh-huh.
What's my biggest pet peeve? Okay, sorry.
Dang. This is a hard one.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
While you're thinking, I'll just say my first celebrity crush was Michael J. Fox.
Been holding that one in for a while,
I know,
huh?
I forgot. I was going to say it before. But anyway.
Well, I think my biggest pet peeve in a relationship or dating.
Sure. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no rules in the panic.
No
thank
rules.
You so much. Is lack of honesty.
Well, yeah.
That's I don't like that. Is that too specific?
I feel like pet peeve.
I was gonna say gum. I was gonna say gum. I hate
gum?
Poppers. I hate gum poppers. Yeah. But that's I could be anybody. I hate them.
Like blowing that's bubbles.
Fine. No, they do like.
It's the snap.
Like, yeah, it's like a little
snap. When they have it and then they destroy the bubble.
It's a real small snap. Like,
right.
Wow. I can't even imitate
it. Like you're unfamiliar with this,
I'm unfamiliar with
this
snap.
App.
It almost feels the sound is targeted.
It's a snap.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it. Yeah. It's like it.
Show me later today.
All right. But you have to buy the gum, though.
I'll buy the gum.
Okay. Right.
You can chew it.
Okay.
Because I don't know what a snap is.
Do we need a contract?
Yeah, pop.
We'll report back. We'll report back with what happens.
Please do,
and if
please
John
do.
Is offended by it.
Yes.
Okay.
Bravo.
That's a great pet peeve. I don't
Thank
want you,
you
to feel that was.
Well, I put myself out there.
You did put yourself out there. It's true.
Standing on a ledge in a panic room.
Huge. Are we on a ledge?
Who's up?
Yeah. I say go back
Small
this
ledge.
Way.
Oh.
Okay. So the first one that came to mind immediately was chewing with one's mouth open.
Yeah.
Because it just annoys the
it's
hell out
disgusting.
Of me.
Disgusting.
It's disgusting. And I grew up in not a military family, but like pretty strict, like at the table, like rules, right? And that was the big one, like chew with your mouth open and you got whipped. I mean,
wow.
I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
and that's when it took a turn.
So yeah, that I'll try to think of another one, but like that's.
No, that's a good one.
Hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an experience in a dating
yes.
situation, yeah,
yes,
you're ready
just
for
like
that one.
Smacking.
Yes, yeah, it just it didn't work out.
Yeah, I'm
remember
assuming
that
so.
Video.
Was it Princess?
Remember that video?
No.
Remember that show we watched?
That's what I was.
There
just
is
thinking.
This dating show with this NYC guy, and he went on a date with this girl who is talking about how she chews with her mouth open because it's more sensual. She's like, because that way you can say what I'm eating. It was
so
crazy.
Disturbing. It was that show on Netflix. It was last year.
Yeah.
Or something, but it was like
Love or
Dates.
Was it called
something.
Love?
No.
Okay.
Sure. But it was that one where you like watched one person go on multiple dates an episode. I can't
it's
remember the name of it.
It was actually
okay.
very
fascinating.
It's not for you.
Not familiar.
Oh. Very good show.
I haven't seen it, but it's not for me.
Also not for me.
I won't be watching it.
We also started watching, quick side note, another show last night, Love is Blind.
Highly recommend.
Where these sets of people are in this
sets
large...
of models. That's the
Close
best part
to.
About it. Sets of models.
Well, they're not full models, but they are all very attractive. We'll
okay,
say
okay.
that much.
It's
and
good.
Then they
Makes
are,
for the thesis
they can
of the
speak,
show.
Yes. So they meet with each other in these pods, but they cannot see each other. And so they have like 5 days or so.
Yeah, these conversations.
To just have these long conversations. And then one proposes.
It's very psychotic. Like, I think everyone is also a little mentally unstable.
Well,
because
you gotta be.
Wait, so after 5 days, they propose?
Yeah.
They may propose.
Sooner. One guy said, I love you, like, day 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love this. I'm into this.
Yeah, yes. This is a good this show. Is for him. Love it. So yeah. This is, we're only at the first stage. So the first stage, sorry, let me just pitch the show real quick.
It's very
interesting. So the first stage, you're in the pods, you propose. Then you get to see each other, which is exciting, but everyone's attractive, so everyone feels fine.
It's not the best.
Then we go to a vacation, and it's like a physical test, which is, I think, a nightmare.
Too much pressure for you.
So you go and it's like, are we physically compatible?
Right.
I think it's just maybe a lot of sex and more fighting, some would say.
Yeah.
Then we move to family.
Like real life.
Real life, family struggles, and then down the aisle we go. We had 36 days, I think so. Till the wedding.
Till the wedding. Oh. So then they, at some point, have to, within those 5+ days, yes, is when they propose. Anywho.
So kind of ripping off The Bachelor, but 100%. Like condensing the hell out of it.
Without better and better than The Bachelor.
But they, certainly.
Because, you know.
But they see
more couples.
They don't
more
see each other more until paradise. They propose. Right.
Do you want to?
You must propose before you see the person.
Let's table that one.
That, yeah, that's terrifying. But okay.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
It's interesting. It was fun for us to watch on Valentine's last
night. We loved it.
We're like, awesome. Anywho, okay, so Pepe, we've got the mouth open.
Oh, yeah.
Sean.
Optimism.
Yeah.
Optimism.
Fucking hate it. Who needs it? So this is, I actually had this one ready to go because it's on my Hinge profile. But,
oh, my God, I love it.
We love Hinge.
Because it was always a pet peeve that I knew I had, but I would forget that I had it exactly when these questions would come up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, it's in movies when there's just like a ton of collateral damage. It just bothers me to no end because
this is so funny.
Nobody cares about how many buildings they're destroying by throwing a gigantic robot or a bunch of aliens into like New York City landmark buildings.
Sean, this makes me laugh so hard.
Why is that?
Because I have pitched the idea for a sketch idea of the shop owners that have to clean up their shop after car chases, like fly by their store. They're like, why are we in this location? Why is there always like a car chase right here? Because that bothers me too.
It's they're affecting lives. They're affecting lives.
Thank you. And we don't address it.
And they do. It was interesting in the recent Avengers movies, they did like talk about New York, and they're like, yeah, we really fucked up New York, didn't we? They're like, that was a bummer.
Threw a line
or like
in
the
there.
City that they lifted into the air and then dropped or something. I don't know. Did you guys see the Avengers movie?
No.
Me neither. Don't need them. I'll watch the pod show. You watch the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
We'll reconvene. Yeah, collateral
it's
damage.
So funny. It's so specific.
Very specific.
Which we love.
I like it. It's differentiating.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a good one.
It is.
It's trying to stand out.
Yeah.
Good job.
Claire?
So many. I have to say, behavioral-wise, I mean, I ditto with the gum doesn't bother me as much. The chewing with the mouth open, absolutely. And obviously, I'm very bothered by all the collateral damage. But I have to say,
now that you validated all of us.
All of you.
You may continue.
I shall continue. I think mine is when the person I am with or someone I'm observing doesn't acknowledge a server.
Ooh. Yeah, that's,
you know,
that's a really good
not
one.
Not saying
really
thank good. You or just like speaking forward when they give their order or whatever. Just
handing
like
the menu without looking.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Just like not
rudeness.
Not rudeness.
Some would say.
Yeah, but that rudeness, like it transcends.
Right. Something rudeness. Very like a, different when it's like they're just here to serve you.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Which you they know, are.
But, like, we're humans.
I know.
You know? It's true. It's true.
It's a
and
great
you are
pet peeve.
You're right.
Exchanging money and all of that. Yeah. But, yeah, that just bothers me if they're, like, or refilling. Now, some would say I say it too much. When they come and, like,
too
refill.
Too many thank yous?
Every time when they refill water, I'm like, thank you. Thank you.
I think you should.
You gotta do that.
I think one thank you per refill for sure.
Thank you so much. I agree.
One thank you per act of service.
Unless
on board.
You get it out in front early and say, hey, sir. I'm going to say thank you now for all the water
all
refills.
Of the water. But here's what's crazy.
I'm not going to do it every time.
Every time I really like, remember, I can't help myself. Thank you.
Yeah.
I got to say it again.
Yeah, try it.
That's a great pet peeve.
Ryan?
I'm on board with that one.
Me too.
Just
and
can't handle.
It's a good one to, it's a good indicator of what somebody's like.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it's the whole, how they treat
other
that
people.
Person. Yeah, other people. That,
yeah. Especially, yeah, I feel like everyone, most people have, especially in New York, you meet a lot of people who have worked in the restaurant mm-hmm. industry. So usually right. they'll be a little bit more empathetic. But yeah. even if not, yeah. still, you're not so, above anybody.
I agree.
Okay, I shall go. I shall go.
Go, go, go.
I'm going to shuffle, even though I don't remember what's in here anyway, so it doesn't matter. And we can evaluate if we want to do it or not.
Ooh. Oh, God.
This is Jessie's favorite.
Oh, no.
Great.
Oh, no.
She's nervous.
Now I am.
As she should be. What's your biggest turn on?
Interesting.
And biggest turn off?
Mm.
Whoa.
Wow. Mine is going to be a little less physical. I'll start out. Biggest turn on, ask me a fucking question. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
If you
great
take
slogan.
Initiation.
Great slogan.
If you ask me a question, if you show interest, I'm all about you. Okay?
Okay.
And then on the flip side, don't ask me a question. I do not like you, sir. No.
All right.
Like just, it's again that
very simple.
Selfish and being open and yeah.
Right.
It's very simple.
It's very simple. I will
yet
ask
difficult.
A follow-up question.
I wish you would.
It's like it seems like it's kind of circumstantial, right? Is
correct.
That like in a bar, if you meet someone and they don't ask a question,
mm-hmm.
you're immediately turned off. What about like on a date where it has to be two-way? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
How do you define?
Well, first of all, I guarantee I'm asking questions.
Yeah,
guarantee.
Exactly.
So I'm thinking specifically on a date. We okay. will hook up, most likely, if you ask me questions.
And okay. that's a great tip.
And most likely,
yeah.
we will not hook up if you show no interest and don't ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's great.
So it's generally like, does he talk about himself the entire time?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah,
whole...
just like talk at me.
Right.
Or just answer, because I, of course, will ask questions and try to keep a dialogue mm-hmm, going. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm, there's mm-hmm. comes a point where they say... Well, what about you? You know, like so yeah. simple. So simple. Just ask, well, where did you grow up? Or just say the same fucking question back
seems
to
like
me.
Seems like dating 101.
Thank you.
One of my friends told me once, if you think you're asking enough questions, you're probably not. So ask more.
There we go. I
and
like
I've just
that.
Kind of taken that to heart. So.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's hard sometimes, though. I guess this would be a no-go anyway, but like. Uh-huh. If you don't get good answers from the person,
right.
it's like, all right, well, I'm just going to talk about myself. Like, I don't know what else to do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, then that's on them.
Right.
Because they're not
asking
questions.
It's not going to work anyway.
They're not. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, both, everyone has to be involved.
Yeah.
But I have witnessed many a times where I'm doing all the heavy lifting.
That's rough.
A lot of heavy lifting.
Hate to
and
see
then
it.
I'm just like, oh, it's hard to see. It's hard to watch. Thank you for knowing that. Sean, do you know? Biggest
I don't
turn
know.
On, biggest turn off?
Are we not going that way?
I
need like a
go
lot.
That way?
I need
feel
like
we should go
a
that
lot
way.
More
I think
time.
Jesse wants to go that way.
I feel like you've seen this question before.
Have I?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think you have, but do you have an idea?
Do you want me to go?
I'm just like go. So not ready. I
okay.
got nothing for you right
yeah.
now.
What's
it
your,
is a hefty.
I like that you've
biggest
changed
turn on,
it, right?
Biggest
okay.
turn off.
Biggest turn on, biggest turn off. Well, you know, with what we've been saying or, you know, just keeping in the room, I'll say.
Keep it in the room.
I like someone who can make me laugh.
Yeah.
Some would say I run slightly tense.
And when she says slightly
it's
tense.
So slight. So slight. It's slight.
Stance.
So I think that laughing helps me relax. So
yes.
that's a real turn on, if mm-hmm. you will.
Yes, I think I will.
I think I will too. And a turn off. A turn off. Okay.
You're looking at me as if I'm demanding
a
the
turn
question.
Off.
Someone that doesn't make you laugh.
I know. I'm like, turn
that's
off.
That's a cop out.
Right. I know.
Negging.
Negging.
I hate negging.
Oh.
Define negging.
Negging is when you put someone down
oh.
as like a flirting
the
tactic.
Base,
oh.
The base of negging is pulling a girl's pigtails on
it,
the playground.
Yeah. It's very, almost, it took a long time for me to even realize
yeah.
and identify it. And then when we have it, yeah, I don't like it.
Just making, yeah.
That's fair.
It's masked often and
with
like,
flirty.
I'm just poking fun.
Right.
Poking fun, but then it's like, but I'm feeling like shit.
Yeah, why am I defending myself so much?
Why?
Yeah. I had an experience like that recently where I was the negger, unfortunately, not to be pronounced with, or confused with another word.
Yes, correct. Thank you for confirming.
Yeah. And I had no idea. I was like, this girl was mad at me for like 3 weeks. I was like, I have no idea.
What happened?
Like, I'm not saying sorry because I didn't do anything wrong.
Interesting.
But apparently I was just like kind of negging like constantly and she hated it.
Yeah.
But I didn't
know.
Did
she tell
you
that?
Yeah.
How did you
figure
that out?
Well, she like just was being kind of cold to me in the, in the subsequent few weeks. And then like I said something else in like a group setting and she started crying.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
But it was a good lesson. It's like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Just be nice.
Right.
Absolutely. But I think, I mean, we are, there was
It
much
has
of
been
that.
Taught. Yeah. I mean, that's how, even pickup artists, that's like what they teach.
Right.
And so girls, I even uncommonly are like drawn to that and
to
think.
To assholes.
Yeah, to that. Yeah. And I think as you get older, you start to realize what's happening and that maybe like you don't like it. Like it's more fun to be with someone who's nice to you.
And it wasn't on purpose.
Sure.
It was just like making fun.
Yep.
Like, poking fun at little things that I didn't think would hurt anyone's feelings.
Yeah.
But they do.
But they do.
Yeah.
That's good. You're
Thank
learning.
You for being
you're growing.
Honest about
I'm
that.
Growing. New York is making me grow.
It'll teach you quickly. Indeed. That's good.
That's good.
Negging is a good,
good.
Turn off.
Now,
John, do
okay.
you?
I have a pro or
a positive turn on.
Positive turn on. Sense of humor, for sure. Like as hot as a girl is, as nice, whatever, as rich.
Yeah. How many eyes does she have?
Like no sense of humor.
Right.
No go. So that's a turn on. Turn off. Kind of going back to like the waiter thing, like rudeness. I'll say the biggest one and very topical is like addiction to phone and social media.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's a great one.
It drives me fucking absurd.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
I don't care about that dog picture. I don't care about your hot dog legs. I don't care.
Hot like, dog legs.
Yeah. That's
is
number
it
one.
Is in your presence or just their
in my presence, number one, obviously. Right. I can get by if that's like a part of your life. I get it because that's the world we live in now.
Right.
But yeah, like in person, checking, scrolling, doing all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. She gone.
Gotta get
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is good.
That's a good one.
Because that is so easy.
Phones
to get
are terrible.
Up in
you see people all the time out with each other on their phones, not talking.
Which I think we're all guilty of it from time to time, but like, can we just try to be cognizant of it? Like,
right.
Let's talk to each other. Like this. This is
How
great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just get yourself in a panic room and then
talk to people.
Yeah.
Panic rooms are healthy.
Exactly.
They really are.
I concur. Sean, have we thought of one?
I have.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you for giving me the full circle. I wasn't paying attention to any
Regret.
Of your answers, so I hope they were good.
Okay. Just focusing.
No, I did. They were great.
Yeah.
So I think turn on would be once you've kind of gotten to the point in a relationship where you bring them to meet your friends.
Yes.
And like bring them to an event or something, especially like family. When they can operate on their own,
huge.
And when they can, you know,
very
contribute
big.
To like the event, and you know, it's not like you have to babysit them or they're uncomfortable. Like I get, there is that kind of initial. It is
Making
a lot
better.
Of new people,
yeah.
But at a certain point, confidence plays into. Okay, can you handle yourself in this situation?
Yeah.
So like that's I love seeing that like when you have a relationship and. Somebody can just handle themselves. It's like cool.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big check mark.
Yep.
That seamless transition.
Yeah.
I used to say I want to date someone that when I walk into a party, we can go the opposite direction and we're all good.
Yeah.
Like,
you can do both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn off.
Turn off.
What did I have? I think so. kind of like lack of communication in the sense of I'm the kind of person that I feel like getting to the point of like an actual fight is about five levels in, and there's four levels before that that you can hit, like trying to talk about it, trying to I don't know what the other levels are.
Right.
I did
like
not plan
five stages of grief or whatever.
But I feel like most things can just be resolved with just talking about them and being very clear. I mean, I was in a relationship where the girl I was dating, she did something that wasn't horrible at all. It was kind of like, well, I wanted to go to that place with you, but you just booked a flight with your friends. And I was a little bummed out about it. And I told her that I was. And I said, it's not a big deal. And like, go have fun. It's going to be awesome. But I just want you to know that it kind of bothered me because we talked about it. But let's bury this and never talk about it again. Right. So anyway, I've been in situations where there was not the, hey, let's talk about this. It was just, hey, let's go to full throttle panic mode. And that's just really annoying. Like I had somebody just, a girl I was dating just blast text at me while I was at work. I'm like, I can't do this right now and I don't want to do this.
And not over text.
Yeah, it was all messy. But anyway, so just lack of communication, lack of like desire to kind of squash things.
Yeah.
I always like to ask what people's fighting style is. Yeah. You know, when you start seeing someone, you're like, I
physical.
See.
Yeah. Straight for it.
Weapons. In the guttural. Yeah.
I like a knife, a nice cleaver. Exactly. Maybe double cleavers.
I'm going to have the authorities out of me after this podcast.
Wow. Okay.
Your fighting
My
style.
My fighting style is tense and fade is what I call it. So something will happen. I'll tense up.
Which is not that different than her current state.
True. Then someone would be like, what's wrong? And I'll go, I'm fine because I'm processing. What is wrong? I'll fade.
Jesse gets fade.
To think.
Mentally.
But that's because when I come, I'm normally a solution. I like a solution. I like to figure out what made me upset and how to fix it. But I need time normally to process. So I'm a tense and fade.
Okay.
That's what I say.
Is this a new round table?
I like this question. Oh,
thank you.
My fighting style would be, there's probably two. It's one, it's like I'm extremely competitive, which is a problem for relationships.
It can get
because
tricky.
Like I always have to win. If someone accuses me of something, I accuse them of something, you know?
That's great.
Which doesn't work. Needless to say, it doesn't work.
That's good. You acknowledge it. Step one.
Or extremely diplomatic, where I don't take a side and I just kind of play politician. I'm like, oh, yeah, I see your point, but how about this? And that doesn't really solve things either. Right. So I'm still working on it. I'm single.
I got it. Listen,
we all are.
Indeed.
It's the
Sean, do you have a fighting style you prefer?
Nunchucks.
Nunchucks. I like it.
I think also diplomatic. Mm-hmm. Just trying to diffuse the situation right away.
Yeah.
And again, I just feel like most things you can talk about and figure out people's positions and quash it.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I'm with somebody who isn't willing to come to the table like that and wants to go past to no, let's be in a fight right now. I think the frustration with that added to whatever I'm already frustrated about makes me like actually pissed off, and which has rarely happened because I think it's diplomatic first and then just like I need to not talk to you today
right
and then like be less mad at you
well
tomorrow.
I don't think it's a bad thing to ever step away from the heat of a moment or argument for sure. I don't know what mine we've gotten in
you're a build up
fun.
You're a build up
I build up. What do you mean?
Like you'll keep it in.
I do.
And then it's like, boom.
And here I am.
And so I feel like, you know, dating her, you'd want to be, you like communication.
I must.
It's good to be in communication with her. But then also I think that there are little tells as to when she's getting.
I make snide remarks.
You make snide remarks. You're passive at first. It's passive.
I'm a little passive at first. I'm getting better at calling it out.
Yeah.
Calling myself out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
Thank you.
You are indeed.
I don't want to convince you.
No, convincing. But then sometimes if you don't catch it,
yeah,
can then get, it's
an explosion.
Yeah.
So you like you want to relieve it before it gets up there.
Right.
You try to push it under the rug. That's what she tries to do. She goes, oh, I'm not going to make a big deal of it. I'll just push it under the rug. But then.
But I don't blow up. How would I blow up? I do say I'm very upset.
Well, yeah. I mean, it goes from like everything's fine to I'm very upset.
Do you just say it like that? Because that's actually more terrifying than
it's terrifying if someone is. But it's fine. Because I can handle it.
Now you're brushing it under the rug?
I know, right?
Me?
This moment?
Do I brush it?
No, me.
I'll be like, what's wrong? And then I'll be like, can I lift that rug up? Because it feels like there might be more.
Mm. Yeah. But I think there's also that moment, of trying to figure out what it is that I'm upset about.
That's
right?
True.
We all have that where, because I've certainly, listen, if you don't love therapy, get out of this panic room. Love some therapy.
Yes.
So I am trying to, so often we get upset about things because it's our own issue, right? So it's like, what is triggering?
Yeah.
What is it? So sometimes it takes a minute to like, so I don't want to start the discussion because I don't know yet. Mm. I'm just a little annoyed, but I got to figure this out. And then if I figure out I don't like it, then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this is
good insight. Okay.
You know,
it's very good.
That's a great question,
right? Yeah. The fighting style is virtue because it's
listen. You have the same fight over and over. You realize with the person, you're like, we're doing what we do every time,
every single time. So let's
see if we can maybe stop it sooner or fix it. Yeah,
indeed. Nunchucks.
Exactly.
Simple solution.
Or throwing an axe.
I love.
We got to do that.
Yes.
Ooh. We just recently did an archery class, and they also teach you how to throw axes.
Very cool. Where?
Really cool. Gotham Archery.
Gotham Archery.
Yeah, there's one in.
Another plug.
Another plug.
This place, Gotham.
Gotham Podcast.
Okay, so they also have an archery range.
Yes. It looks just like this.
Yeah.
You're in a panic room, but with a blindfold.
Oh, cool.
And then your bow and arrow.
Yeah.
It's really fun, but scary.
Seems totally fine.
Yeah.
I actually also heard of a place that you just get to destroy things in a room.
Yes.
There's like Rage Cage.
Yeah.
I think we looked at one of them.
We did.
I think there's a couple different places. And you can pay. It's like $30 for you get one large electronic, one small, four plates. You know, it's like, really I'm on it.
Seems great. So, I would like to try that.
Do you get to choose your weapon?
I don't know. I think they give you... I think it's just a set.
Just need a bat.
This is what you get.
Crowbar.
Yeah. Bat.
Yeah, I think
Mallet.
Golf club.
I
think that's important.
That is.
We need to find that out.
How you? Yeah, because it's not just throwing something. That's not enough.
That won't do it.
That's
you
not
need
enough.
Speed.
You got to be able to.
Need some whip
momentum.
Right? We all watched Office Space.
Yes.
And we saw that moment.
And we all
took the copier, and we want
to
do that.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yes.
Every day.
Okay. We'll have to inquire about that. Indeed.
Every day at 2:00 at the office.
Right. Exactly. Just start bashing things. You'll quickly be unemployed.
Correct.
So I feel like it's our last round. It's our compliment round.
It's our favorite round.
It's our favorite round.
Compliment round.
We like to
finish. Do you guys put in sound effects?
We could.
We will now.
I feel like the last round. That was a negative sound.
Yeah.
And I bit that off Price is Right.
Yeah.
I tried to sing it.
And I love that.
Thank you.
For
so
you.
That was, we could echo that and
yes.
make it sound better.
Okay, we shall. I can't wait. I'm going to be doing all the post effects on this one. So we shall see. Jesse, would you like to start?
Okay.
I try to set up someone besides May.
Good try.
But I got to do it. So I'm going to compliment you, Sean.
Okay.
Isn't that so nice?
That is nice.
That was it.
But you'll take turns, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll compliment me. So get ready.
is it optional?
Exactly. You're out of here. So Sean, first of all, I have to compliment you on coming to this. What? Like you had no idea what this was.
He had less idea than I did.
See?
And I had no idea.
And you had no idea.
I had negative idea.
So you were like, this is just, sure, I'll be game.
Yeah.
So excited. I compliment your honesty in the answers and also the collateral damage. I feel like the concern for the rest of the city is
might be the best answer of the day.
I think so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can we insert a sound effect there?
Yes, and just emphasize sound effect. Exactly.
Thank you. I love it. I'm glad we had that moment about the glider language. It's important.
It is very important.
More people need to be concerned about it.
They do.
Now I will compliment you.
Yes, please. Thank you.
I think I listened to the first like 15, 20 minutes of the last one of these that you guys did. Oh. And then I just realized I was getting to know two dudes that I didn't really need to
know. Right, exactly. But,
I
sent them Mike and David just like, this is the
funny
format.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think you, in both then and in this one, just your facilitation of this is really great. And
you're
very charismatic. Very Thank impressed you. With just the witticism and the
bubbly, I would say.
Thank you.
Bubbly. Oh, sorry.
You are bubbly.
I would save that one.
Sorry.
Thank you. I accept. I appreciate it.
So
you
I am allowed. Okay,
yes,
great.
You're okay. You're safe. You can get out of the panic room when we're done.
Fantastic. My mother will be very happy.
Good.
Jesse.
And now we go.
Now you go.
Okay. So, John. Hello.
Hi.
Well, I think you're very funny.
Aww.
Very funny. Mm-hmm. Quick wit. And good sense of humor. I'm just doing one right now, right? Or three?
Well, funny and good sense of humor is kind of the same thing.
It's a slash. It's actually a slash. It's an invisible slash. So it's you
slashes.
Could be funny and not think I'm funny. And then that's bad sense of
that's
humor.
True.
So the good news is you have both. And so it's a double. Am I just doing one, right?
Just
not
one.
Three.
Yeah.
Oh, just one. Yeah.
So that's all you get right now.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, Jesse, I think you have a great smile.
Thank you.
And I like, one more.
It's okay. No,
I like
okay.
that I can sense like a dark, cynical sense of humor.
Very dark.
And I like that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That is good.
And I like it.
Observe it. Very I will say
And
that
I think
about
you're
you,
like
John.
Trying to be more outgoing and maybe positive for like this setting.
Mm.
But I can feel that kind of dark, cynical sense of humor that I really like.
For sure.
For Nail sure. on the head.
Yeah. I think it's very true.
Very astute.
Oh, well, I love it. Well, I feel like this has been a delightful time.
Yes. Thanks
right?
for having
Fantastic.
Us.
Fantastic.
You're okay with having come into the panic room, answering questions. Very easy.
Yes.
I said it was going to be fun and delightful.
It was fun and delightful.
I request a whole 30 treat next time
right,
rather
exactly.
than donuts.
I know. I'm so sorry. Well,
thank
so
you
sorry.
For the
you
two
didn't know.
Donuts that I get all by myself.
Yes. You're welcome. We thank the Dunkin' Donuts plug.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a gift.
For them. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Absolutely.
We'll give you hugs, and
thank
then
you.
We're going to stay in here and talk about you. Yay!
Great.
Thank you all so awesome. Much. Truly.
So fun.
That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To meet you.
So
fun.
Nice to meet
so
you.
Fun.
Very happy we did that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's
been
fun, right? We had
Michael,
a blast.
You got to get the lights on.
Thanks so much.
No, I'm telling you. It hurts. It's scary.
I'm glad we
it's frightening.
All right.
A delight.
That was the first thing we knew.
Connect.
So good to meet you.
I love it.
Yeah. Too.
When's the air date?
Next week.
Wow. Yeah.
Next
we're
week,
not
yeah.
waiting for anything.
This week.
Love it.
I'll confirm. I'll let you know.
Perfect.
For sure. Perfect.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. It's warm in here. Maybe it's the sugar latte.
Could be the sugar latte.
Are they gone?
We only did one round of compliments.
We did, because I felt like that
was
enough.
It was good. Yeah, okay.
Well, I felt like... I feel like... yeah, I can close it. But I think... I feel like with the three compliments, it's good because it is difficult to do, which I think is the fun way of making it awkward.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I don't know if it's always necessary because I try to do a few compliments in my one to Sean.
I guess I didn't even realize.
Yeah. I tried to just do, and here are your compliments.
Okay, so what did you think?
I thought they were so delightful.
So delightful.
So easy breezy.
Beautiful cover girl.
Beautiful cover girl.
I thought so as well.
Yeah.
Now it did end, so we all know no one has anyone's number.
Well, John and I have numbers just because we were confirming the setup.
I see. So,
But and then I threw out a okay, well, we'll talk or we'll be in.
Did you say that?
I said something in general. We'll connect. I said something. Okay. Listen back to the tape.
We'll connect. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
I'll say that. Okay. I thought, though, you and Sean had a fun little energy.
A little bit of a connection.
I can't help but say that.
I know.
I can't help but say it.
I'm so glad.
I saw it.
I felt, it definitely felt like a group hang.
It did feel like a group hang.
More so
for
than
sure.
Like a double date. But I think that's also because it was generally like, hey, bring a friend and let's...
Yeah. Well, I think also maybe they have a very chill energy.
Yeah.
Like a chill, fun energy that like on our last one, I feel like Mike was more purposeful or yeah. It was more purposeful.
Well, that
I think.
Was obvious. Like yeah. We had matched on Hinge. It was
you
like, hey,
talking.
Let's do this.
Right.
Yeah. That was specific. Like he's obviously coming on to,
right.
We're going to meet each other.
Yeah.
And he's bringing a friend.
So that was, so I think it was just like way lighter. This would be, yeah. You know what this would be? This would be one of those situations where you hang out with a guy and then you hear they're interested and you're like, what? Really?
Really? I honestly could not tell.
Could not tell. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be fun to hang out. I don't know if, of course, I'm like, how old?
Well, that's the question on
I mean, obviously,
mind.
A little bit shorter. We know that. That's why but I threw in height at the beginning, Jesse.
I hear you, but he, that's a
But
that's
he's a sturdy
5'11". That's a sturdy man, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Sean had,
no one's upset.
No one is upset. I feel like that would work out just fine for
both
you.
Very attractive.
Both very attractive.
Yeah, and comfortable in their own skin, which was nice. Yeah, but not like cockier.
No.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. I wonder what will
What's
happen.
Next?
What is next is what I
right?
wonder.
I don't know. Do we? Here's the question.
This is the question, you guys.
What do we do?
What do we do? You know what I always say? I'd rather be rejected than not know.
100%.
So we might as well be like, this is, you can just tell him this is Jesse's number. Will you give Sean mine or whatever?
Okay.
Right?
Would you want to do, would you, because I remember Mike before was like, oh, the four
we
of us should
hang
another, out.
We could do another, group hang.
Or is that too?
It's funny because
less of
sometimes
a date.
I don't do well on group hangs.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I get a little overwhelmed.
I say that's true. You know, I know what you
course.
Mean.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. So, but I would do it because at least it feels less pressure.
Yeah.
But, you know, I.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would do it, especially if it is an easier transition.
Right.
We should all hang out again or whatever.
I don't know.
I don't. What's funny is I actually don't know.
I don't know. So we'll see. We'll see.
Maybe they'll reach out before we have to. Wouldn't that be fun?
Wouldn't that be a dream?
Wouldn't that be everything and more?
I will say something I really enjoyed about John.
Tell me.
Is that he admitted a couple times that he was
did
something wrong and he learned from that.
No, that was amazing.
Like negging and something else that he said.
Because just being aware and even identifying it is because it is taught to us.
Like, yeah.
That's a huge thing, just being aware and being able to hear that and not being defensive.
That is huge.
Yeah. So that was, I was impressed by that.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I was indeed.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
I think that is so funny about the collateral damage that I'm not getting because
I know.
Truly
when
I'm obsessed
said that,
with that.
You guys really had a moment. I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen? What's going to happen in this panic room?
Watch out.
Watch out.
Although my worst vacation idea would be going to Germany for an Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Well, when you said that, I went, what is the age? Just because that's my nightmare.
Yeah. But he did go first. So.
Yeah. Well, everybody wanting someone that they bring, a spouse that they bring to a thing that can
of
just
course.
Be. Well, that's
easy.
Not, I was going to say, that's not me, I don't think.
Oh, really?
I don't think, unless it felt like it was my job, I would, if I were going somewhere with all your friends, I would really hope you'd stay with me.
Well, I don't think that was, I think it's just that you can hold your own in that group.
I can hold my own, I guess, but
for
I didn't like the idea of like, good luck.
No, I don't think he was saying that because and I also heard it the way I wanted to, right? And you heard it the
way
you wanted to.
Well, you'd be good at that though. You are good at that. I know I'm generally sometimes not.
Well, I think it's, in what I have said in the past, what I like is I want someone, obviously, the first time it's going to be very close, like making sure everyone meets, everyone's comfortable,
absolutely,
whatever.
Okay.
But then it's like, by the end of the night, are we still like next, you know, like
yes, okay,
everybody's at
fine.
Ease it by just, the end of the night.
Good.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to have to be like certain friends, certain acquaintances. There's one friend who has a lover who always side by side,
yeah,
anytime.
Right. Yeah, I don't like that. And don't get me wrong, that wouldn't
can't,
be me.
Yeah. No,
wouldn't
that's not
me.
You. That's not
it,
you.
It just isn't me. But
initially, of course, there's going to be some.
Initially. Okay, great. So are you feeling good?
I feel pretty good.
I'm kind of like.
I don't know if there's like major romantic sparks.
You don't
know. Yell at me.
You don't know.
I don't know if there's major romantic sparks.
Hey.
And maybe it's just because I'm fixated on height and age, but
Stop that. But
definitely a delightful time.
I think he has a very delightful energy for you.
Yeah,
I do. I said it.
You said it.
I do. I think there's a delightful energy. And did
no,
I see you touch him? Yes, I did.
I did touch
times,
him. I did touch him
which
several
is
times.
Claire's telltale. I went, oh my god, she's interested.
Can you tell?
I did.
I
was very excited.
Now, what
for
do you think about John?
I really liked him. Sometimes I wasn't getting eye contact,
uh-huh,
which sometimes I don't give either. I couldn't tell if he was shyer too.
Yeah.
I really couldn't tell. But
I feel like I caught, now granted, I wasn't watching you all, but I feel like I caught more eye contact with you and with him than you two together.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's like he was nervous.
And I also was,
look,
as Sean put it, facilitating a little bit. So
yeah. So there was a moment I was like, do they both think they're on a date with Claire?
Which no, I
hope,
don't like
which
that.
Which I hope for you.
I don't like that.
Which is fine. That was where my head went at certain points.
Mm.
You know?
Well, that is the issue with being the facilitator.
Well, I don't think it necessarily is. I think I just couldn't tell if he wasn't looking because he was nervous or if... you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, why? Or if I was also not, I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Because you would look at me when you were thinking of questions.
Of course.
The questions.
I get nervous to look at someone that I find attractive, you know? I'm like, well, I'll just look anywhere but.
Yeah.
But I wanted him to be fixated on me.
Right. But you didn't
understand?
Know if he was fixated on you if you weren't looking at him.
I can feel it. A woman can always
I can.
Feel it.
Feel it.
I can feel eyes on me,
yeah,
from across a ballroom.
Often in
I
a ballroom.
I know if you're looking.
I know.
But so some of that could be in my head. Who's to say? But I guess this is one of those moments where I'm not sure if he's interested, which is fine.
Yeah.
But that's where.
We'll find out.
We'll
connect and see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's. If he hasn't.
See, there's
texted,
no doubt in my mind Sean's interested.
See, I don't know if he's interested as much as like, sure, let's hang out. You know, like just kind of a general.
That, no. What?
Just a general
no.
Like hangout interest.
No, Claire.
I go, we'll see.
Come now.
Come now. Come.
But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at the very least, so if he hasn't reached out to thank, I'll respond or say
yeah,
thanks so much for coming, we had so much fun, if you like to, here's Jesse's number,
yeah,
we'll come up with something
I'm
and
gonna,
then
I'm
if
gonna
you
shoot
share
my
mine,
shot if you will, and then if it's
watch
a miss
out,
guess what, your girl whiffs
don't
every
miss
now and again and if she
don't
scores guess what, that's
she
also
scores,
rare. So you know, who knows.
Yeah, well, but it's a delight. Thank
it
you, Mallory, for
what?
The connection.
Oh, we loved it.
Yeah. And typically, we're not fans of people who just recently moved here. But I feel like April's a good amount of time.
Yeah. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. The one date I went on
if
when
you're
he...
cute enough, I just might
enough.
I just might let enough slide. I'll let a lot slide.
I'll
you know what I mean?
Fine that
next
you
thing
just
you know,
arrived.
All my rules. I'm like, you know what, though?
Yeah.
He's different.
He is different.
He's so different, though.
It's just so cute that he just moved here.
It's adorable for us.
I mean, I get to show him around.
Yeah. Oh,
Well, we did try to search for him because we did know his name and we could
right.
not find him on any social, and he confirmed that he is not
obsessed.
On social.
That was such a turn on. I can't
was
tell
it
you.
Was a turn on?
Ugh.
Now, I really like the idea when he was saying that it was a turn off for him for people to be like obsessed on social, right? Which I really like because I think that it, especially with the jobs that we're in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And you with your popularity online, I think it's good to be like.
It's great to have someone who's I love that. Yeah, that was such a turn on.
Yeah.
Loved that.
Concur.
Loved hearing that.
Concur. I love it. Okay. We'll figure it out. Well, that's fun.
That is fun, isn't it?
So we'll keep you posted on that.
Yeah.
We'll keep you posted. Maybe you'll be seeing Harry this week.
Oh, who's to say?
Blind date from the show.
Who's to say, yeah.
I have two dates I need to set up.
Yeah, you got to set those up, girl.
Yeah.
And I think you reach out to Sean, too.
And then I'll reach out to Sean. Because, or maybe that will be one day. That'll count.
I'll count it.
Yeah.
I'll count it.
I'm not going to lie. The fact that he complimented my facilitation skills was quite the turn on.
I'm telling you, he was into it. He was excited.
Yeah. I like to be acknowledged for my facilitation skills.
And they were
my hosting. All right. Well, I think this is, I'm knocking everything over. Guys, we survived the panic room.
We literally survived the panic room. No one thought we could, but we did. No. And we'll keep you updated on,
hello.
My God, I'm drunk. We'll keep you updated on everything, how everything goes from today.
But the question remains.
It does.
Do we believe that love is out there? We don't know.
But we know it could all start in a panic room.